Hello, welcome to day two of Interlude. One beautiful aspect of meditation is that just about every step, every tool, every notion, every contemplation within meditation can be found in some way within the act of breathing. It's kind of incredible. There's a way that the breath, noticing the body breathing, so efficiently brings us to the now and gives us the opportunity to let go of all else, to be present, to really notice something compelling, something quite magnificent and life-giving, the breath. And within presence, there's a sense of calm. There's a sense of being where you need to be. As Ram Dass would say, to be here now. One of the most interesting experiences within the act of breathing can be found within the interlude. That is the space between breaths. Both between the inhale and the exhale, and the exhale and the next inhale. And as with breath, and as with life, the space between is just pure magic. If you think back to when you were a kid, what was the most magical time of the year? Well, it was often the space between grades, the summertime. Second only to the space between the first half of the year and the second half of the year, the holiday break in midwinter. Or maybe it was the space between Friday and Monday, the weekend. And even within the weekend is the space between doing this and doing that. And what's the space between the past and the future? Well, it's the sweetest space of all. It's now. And as we become comfortable in meditation, the space between thoughts, or the space we create between awareness and thought streams, that can be so magical. And perhaps you've experienced that in meditation. If not, you will. The interlude is when we really notice the fullness. Fullness or satiety. And then that natural move toward integration. If we think of an intermission during a play, it's usually just after the most intense scene. The moment that has taken the storyline to a crucial point. And then a pause. Curtains drawn, lights on. The theater audience gets together and integrates processes, allows it to settle in. So we're going to take that into meditation. Noticing this magical space, this sweet space, the space between each breath. Together we smile and move into another interlude of sorts. Time to settle. We'll take our time here, really use it as an interlude. Allow all of my words and the concept of this week to fade in its own time. And move into this pause. This time of settling, this time of gently coming into the now. As breath gently moves in, and breath gently moves out. In your own time, in a way that feels very natural, I invite you to deepen the breath. Allow for the rib cage and the lungs to fully expand to receive a breath. And on the exhale, allow all of the breath to move out into the room, but without forcing. Aware of flow, aware of softness, releasing. And in a way that feels natural but intentional, another deep inhale followed by yet another beautiful long exhale. And find a gentle rhythm there, with full inhales and full exhales. Be aware of ease and gentleness and care. We're not forcing anything here. And within that rhythm, expand your awareness to notice the moment when the lungs have received just enough air. There's something within the body's intelligence that says, the lungs are full. And there's a gentle movement toward pausing. Noticing that momentum of the inhale as it comes to a gentle halt. And there's a moment of stillness, a moment of ripeness, of fullness. The experience of satiety. And the body knows, yes, that's enough. And certainly here we're not holding the breath. Just allow the breath to have a natural rhythm. But paying attention as you move within each cycle back to the inhale. Noticing these subtleties on the inhale, allowing the breath to be natural. Perhaps noticing momentum, and that momentum moves into a pause and then picks up again in the opposite direction with a release. Noticing that natural flow as breath moves out, as it's released back into the room, as it's released from the body. And at the end of that release, there's a similar experience. The breath has moved out. Carbon dioxide has been released. And the body knows when the exhale is naturally coming to an end and there's a pause again. There's a magical sweet space that's created as momentum slows. And then naturally, we return to the filling of the lungs again with a new breath. And the inhale is the experience until we reach a point of satiety. And so just noticing, sit for many breaths, noticing, sensing. Sensing the intelligence of the body, the intelligence of the breath. And if you notice your focus, your curiosity is a bit too intense, just move back to the flow. Just expand out. Take it all in. Take in the whole experience of the whole body. Gently breathing in and gently breathing out. Noticing the spaces between. Meditation is an experience. It is not a thought process. As we begin to experience the subtleties and the richness of things like satiety, of fullness, of release, the wisdom of the body softening and opening, moments of ripeness, of fullness, of enoughness. The experience becomes alive. Awareness becomes vibrant. And we rest in the spaciousness of knowns. Knowing the body is breathing, knowing fullness. Knowing the space between thoughts. Awareness arises as we pay attention moment to moment, simply observing without judgment. We sit in this space of clarity, of awareness, this beautiful interlude. Gently allowing for all that's here in this now to be noticed, to be experienced, to be known. Together we take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a close. We breathe light into the mind. And we notice when there's enough light. And then we breathe light into our feeling nature. Moving to the physical body, breathing light into this vessel, this vehicle, this body. And together we breathe light into our sense of self. And that brings forward a knowing that we are light. Breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. Thanks for pausing with us and noticing. And the world thanks you. We'll be with you again soon.